Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Helen Forrest with a recording from 1947 of the song You Do. It was written by Matt Gordon and Joseph Miro. And that's who we'll be listening to this morning, Helen Forrest, one of the finest vocalists from our time period. Well, Helen's remembered particularly for the warmth of her voice and wonderful interpretive skills and a talent for setting lyrics to the music of the big bands during the swing era and beyond. Well, she started out her career during the swing era and sang with several of the finest big bands that flourished at the time. And she then went on to have a very successful solo career. Well, Helen was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey on April the 12th, 1917. She began singing in her teens with her brother's band in Washington, D.C., and in 1938, she joined Artie Shaw's band. I believe it was his second big band. He had so many. She was following in the footsteps of Billie Holiday, who sang briefly with Artie Shaw in that year. And though very different in style from Billy, Helen quickly established her credentials with the Shaw Band and showed that wonderful warm voice and a very clear and natural timing in her bringing lyrics to music. We'll hear two songs from Helen along with the Artie Shaw Orchestra from 1939. We'll hear first If You Ever Change Your Mind. That was written by Johnny Green, Morris Sigler, and Mamie Watts. And then also in the same year, we'll hear her and Artie with a song written by Artie himself called Any Old Time. And we'll hear now Helen Forrest from 1939, If You Ever Change Your Mind.
Thank you. anytime you need me, I'll be there with love that's lasting, darling. All through the years, we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather.
Helen Forrest and the Artie Shaw Orchestra with two recordings. We heard Any Old Time, and before that, If You Ever Change Your Mind, both recorded in 1939. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to recordings made by one of the loveliest singers of the 20th century in popular music and jazz, and that's Helen Forrest. And we just heard her with Artie Shaw from 1939, and we're going to move on to her next big band at this point. She joined the band led by Benny Goodman in that year, stayed with him for, 2 years. Well, her musical collaboration with Benny Goodman did produce some lovely music. And Benny Goodman at the time, he was consolidating the enormous success of his swing band, perhaps into a more broadly based style, and was helped along by arrangers like Fletcher Henderson and, of course, Eddie Sauter as we get into the early 1940s. Well, Benny had many fine female vocalists on the roster of the band, and Helen Forrest certainly ranks among the best of them. We'll hear three recordings she made with the band, two from 1941 and one from 1940. We'll hear first This Is New, written by Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin. We'll follow that up with a song written by Sam Lewis and Terry Shand, What's the Matter with Me? Both of those from 1941. And then we'll go back to 1940. And we'll hear her with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, Taking a Chance on Love. And that song was written by Vernon Duke, Ted Fetter, and John Latouche. Three songs from Helen Forrest and Benny Goodman, and we'll start out with This Is New.
Thank you.
what's the matter with me? Nobody loves me. I just happen to be unlucky in love. It seems that every time I make a date, I know from the start someone's gonna break the date.
Been listening to Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in three recordings. Taking a Chance on Love, which we've just heard. Before that, What's the Matter with Me? From Sam Lewis and Terry Shand. And we started out with This Is New, written by Ira Gershwin and Kurt Weill. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're celebrating the lovely voice of Helen Forrest. Well, in 1941, Helen moved on to working with another famous band leader, and that was Harry James. Well, during her 2 years with Harry, they had some very big hits together, and it was during this time, actually in 1942, that she was voted the top female performer in the U.S. Well, Harry James was moving a little bit more into the mainstream of popular music at this time and tended to give a higher profile to his vocalists than perhaps had been the case back in the swing era. Also, he has a lot of specially prepared arrangements. Well, the blend of Helen's rich, warm voice with Harry James's unique trumpet style and those wonderful arrangements, well, that resonated particularly well with fans during early war years. And her 2 years with Harry were memorable. We're going to hear two songs that she recorded during this time with the Harry James Orchestra. First, from 1942, we're going to hear her with Skylark, beautiful tune written by Hoagy Carmichael with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And then we'll move forward to 1944 to a jazz classic. Haven Gillespie and Fred Coots wrote it, and it's called You Go to My Head. Both songs recorded with the Harry James Orchestra. And we'll hear now from Helen Forrest with Harry James, Skylark.
Thank you.
find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy blue, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself, can't you see that it never a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
You've just been listening to Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra and two recordings from the 1940s. We heard Skylark from 1942, a Hoagie Carmichael, Johnny Mercer piece, and You Go to My Head, written by Haven Gillespie and Fred Coots.
Proudly serving Ottawa Gatineau, this is CHUO 89.1 FM. Listen online, explore our archives, and learn more about us at chuo.fm.
Advertising on CHUO speaks your language. To find out more, send an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
Just one more pic, JJ, please.
Oh, Mama. Really?
Smile. It's not every day my eldest son graduates.
I couldn't have done it without you.
All without Auntie Jane's generous support.
Here is to Auntie Jane's well-appreciated World Remit money transfers.
As a money services business operating under the category of transfer of funds, World Remit Incorporated holds license number 900044. With the Authority des Marches Financières, FinTrack, Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, registration number M11556765, M19043501, and M19255765.
World Remit, a better way to send money. Download the app or visit worldremit.com.
The music that comes from the Caribbean is unlike anything else in the world. The rhythms found in musical styles like soca, calypso, and reggae have this incredible power to move people. Every Saturday afternoon at 2, Caribbean flavor fills your need for those rhythms here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Great music, lots of laughs, and interviews with important members of the capital's Caribbean community. Tune into Caribbean Flavor every Saturday at 2 or anytime on demand at chuo.fm.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're celebrating the work of Helen Forrest, one of the loveliest female singers of the 20th century, both in jazz and particularly in popular music. Well, Helen Forrest left the Harry James Orchestra in 1943, and she set out on a solo career. Well, as I mentioned, this went on for decades, and I believe she was still performing in the early 1990s. And, you know, that's a pretty impressive career by any standards. Well, we're going to hear her now from the mid-1940s, and we're going to hear her in duet with singer Dick Haymes. He had also worked with the Harry James Orchestra and set out again on a solo career. And they met up again, and he had a radio show at this time. I believe it was every Saturday night. And they performed together on his radio show. Helen was his guest quite often. Fortunately for us, they recorded their duets for the future. And that's what we'll hear now. And it's before I mention what we will hear, I just can't get over the fact that when you tuned in on a Saturday night, this is what you could hear. And just so much talent and wonderful music. From 1945, we will hear the two of them with All Through the Day, lovely tune written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. And we'll also hear them from 1946 with Till We Meet Again from Richard Whiting and Raymond Egan. Dick Hames and Helen Forrest.
Dream about the night, I dream about the night here with you.
All through the day, I wish away the time, until the time when I'm here with you. Evening mist melts away. Down smiles the moon, and soon your lips recall the kiss I dreamed of all through the day. Till we meet again.
gotta do when the clouds roll by? I'll come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue down in Lover's Lane, my dear one. Wedding bells will ring so merrily,
every tear will be a memory.
So wait and pray each night for me.
You've just been listening to Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with two duets from the mid-1940s. We heard All Through the Day from 1945 Until We Meet Again from 1946.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're celebrating the work of Helen Forrest, one of the nicest vocalists from the 20th century. She had a long and wonderful career with many recordings, and we are hearing a few of them today. Well, in the late 1940s and early 50s, Helen Rook made many, many recordings in New York for the World Program Service, which functioned under the World Broadcasting System. Most of them were recorded with the orchestra of Carmen Dragon, and I must say, they include some of her nicest recordings, and they really do showcase her voice beautifully in some classic love songs. And they really were classic love songs, all of them. They were beautiful compositions. We'll hear four of them just coming up, all from 1949 and 1950. And in order, we will hear George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Embraceable You. 1949, we'll hear Helen with My Reverie, an adaptation of the melody by Claude Debussy, made by Larry Clinton. From 1950, we will hear Helen with the song That's My Desire, written by Carol Loveday and Helmi Kressa. And we'll round out our set of four recordings. Well, Helen will bring us Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from 1949. And that was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And on each of these recordings, Helen is accompanied by the orchestra led by Carmen Dragon. Here's Helen Forrest with Embraceable You.
Sweet embrace, embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. Many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you. Come the baby too.
Go, Sherry, I love
so. That's my When you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Oh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But when you come a-knockin' at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Oh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
You just heard Helen Forrest with four recordings that she made in the late 1940s, early 1950s for the World Broadcasting System. We heard her with Embraceable You, My Reverie. She followed that with That's My Desire. We rounded it out with Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've been celebrating a lovely voice owned by Helen Forrest, who had a very long and wonderful career from the 1940s on through into the 1990s. She had a lovely warm voice, impeccable timing, and very finely tuned interpretive skills. And I'd be very happy to share a small selection of her recordings with you this morning. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I do hope you enjoyed our music. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more song from Helen for you this morning. It's from 1947. She's joined by the Four Woodsmen and Hal Mooney and his orchestra. The song is written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown, and it's called You Were Meant for Me. Here's Helen Forrest.
Me.
must have sent you, and they meant you just.